This method of pursuing doing for my observation in comparison to other schools of thought is the safest method to open the doors to the unconscious. I have never seen anybody's mind getting overboard or getting terribly confused. No. And therefore, I will also only teach things that I have tried out in my own life and my own mind, so that I don't have to experiment with other people's mind. I don't think that's advisable. That's not very responsible. But this method of looking at your dreams and using the precise method to go about will give you the clear-cut results in due time. When I say in due time, I mean when you first dreams seem to be very confusing because you don't have yet the courage to look at the naked truth. So your higher self is very nice and covers it a little up. So, and then you say, my God, what does this mean? I wish my dream had greater clarity. The dream will have greater clarity if you grow in strength and in willingness to look at the dream problems, or the problems that are brought up in the dream. So how should you go about your dream? First of all, decide that you want to remember your dream. That's the first step. You must want to remember your dream. If you do not remember your dreams at awakening, you write down the first thought that comes to your mind. So in other words, you do not let the lazy part of your mind get away with it. You insist on obedience. No dream? Okay, what's the first thought? And you will see that those portions of the dream of your mind can be very obedient if you demand obedience. Then you write your dream down quickly. You also decide that you will be absolutely honest. You will not make changes and think, well, that's later on. I have to interpret that. That doesn't look very good. I don't come out very good with it. Because you may as well not look at it, because you will not have the benefit. Then underneath your doing, you will put your signature, which assures you at some other time that you have been honest, because you will set your name only to something that you really can stand for. And that means the accuracy of your dream. Later on, you may fill in on some more details that come to your mind. You may also make a short paragraph of what you think the dream tried to convey. Even if the interpretation is insufficient. How did you feel at the awakening of the dream? Then having done so, you will make another paragraph, sort of a commentary, what you think led up to this dream. Certain anxieties, certain events, certain actions, the movie, a TV, the news, a book that you read, last minute conversation, or some spiritual practice before going to bed. What do you think led to the dream? Disagreement? You write this down. And this needs to be only brief. And then you take the symbology, the words of your dream. Let's say you dream, you walk down the highway, go into a house, open a window, and you see something outside, an animal, a bear, whatever. So you write down, what does the highway mean? What does walking mean? What does a house mean? What does walking into a house mean? What was a house like? Small, big, light, dark? What was the window? Did it have any curtain? No curtain? You open the window. How did you open the window? Of course, you can only write down what you experience in a dream. Maybe there was no curtain. Maybe you came to the window and it opened by itself. Or suddenly, dreams are funny. Suddenly there is a window open. So what does a window mean? And what does looking out mean? And if you looked out in a dream and there was a bear, what does a bear mean? And were there any trees or bushes or flowers? Or was a bear somewhere in nowhere, in midair, suspended? Whatever happened, bear among trees, what do trees mean? What kind of trees? Were they green? Were they dead? Winter? Snow cover? Cherry trees? Apple trees with flowers? What trees? Were the bear running towards you or just standing there looking at you? So you write all this down. Then, and you write down every single many meanings of one single word. You can say a window is to get fresh air in, a window is to let light in, a window is to look out, to keep heat in, or anything what a window means to you. It's transparent, keeps the rain out, keeps the snow out, keeps the cold out. Whatever a window means. Ah, at a later point you may have window of knowledge. I saw something and understood something looking through a window, a new window of understanding, of knowledge. So each symbol will be stepped up as you grow in the understanding of your dreams. And that which looked so haywire and crazy will fall into place and be very clear. But if you take each word, it becomes very clear. And it falls beautiful into place. It just makes it clear that the whole thing is shrouded in the language of symbology. And for those who want to know, the key to the symbol is searching. Searching your mind. Then there will come a change in the meaning of your dream. Walking along the highway by great water. What's water? Well, you take a shower, you wash clothes, you drink, you quench your thirst, you clean windows, anything you do with water. Cleaning floors, washing your hair, quenching your thirst. What water? Water of the lake? Water that comes from the tap? Or the water of life? So your dreams will progress considerably as you try to decipher your own dream symbol dictionary. You ought to establish it. And then the wonderful thing happens. You suddenly don't need to ask anybody. You think, I know a little more, I'd be more developed. No. Your dream symbol dictionary shows you, yes, you have. From something very simple, the dream has moved up into another dimension. Couldn't have happened if not you as a person had moved up as a total being. It contributes greatly also to your self-image. You will find out you're not so stupid after all. And it's not somebody else who is all that bright and intelligent. You may have a lot too, but you never looked at it. You may find a lot of treasure in your own backyard. There may be a lot of wisdom in you within, and that's certainly worthwhile to discover.